people seem to have forgotten the fact that of those 20% represents a quite a large, significant number, where the forces of nature were being manipulated to an extraordinary degree that were leaving all kinds of interesting effects behind. And
For example, I recall that in what were considered to be genuine crop circles, there was a genetic change? There was a change in the that could only have been matched by, for example, crops that have been put in a microwave oven and exposed to microwave energy. Is that correct?
My theory actually goes slightly the other way, but it's very similar. What was happening is that the plants in the genuine circles to this day exhibit some kind of cellular change at the microscopic level. The same is happening to the soil, where the crystalline structure of the soil has been altered. And that would require atmospheric pressure of about 5 atmospheres, coupled with an intense heat of about 1500 degrees Celsius. I looked at microwave originally, which is what Dr. Levengood was looking at for many, many years, but I couldn't understand how microwave could be capable of leaving behind nothing but a lot of damaged plants, because microwave is very damaging. And I began to look at sound in all its many other facets, and I actually discovered that the effects of ultrasound and infrasound, which is a sound above and below the human hearing range, actually generated the exact same effects as microwave, but without all the nasty side effects. And it actually was able to even manipulate the plants at the chromosome level, and even create the kind of charring effect that we see in the genuine plants too.
And what kind of frequency and decibel level of sound would do this?
Above the human hearing range, we're talking about the megahertz range, which are the kind of frequencies that we keep picking up in the genuine circles. Usually anything over 250 megahertz, so it's way, way above our level of ability to hear. And that,
that's way above. Way above.
Very, very high, unless you're actually way above even dogs, I think. But at that range, the frequencies start to actually do strange things, and that is that they're actually capable of altering your state of awareness. And, of course, there's been so many hundreds of people that have experienced that in the crop circles to begin with. The other end of the range, which is the infrasound, is below 20 hertz. And at that point, when you attach 5 atmospheric pressure to sound, what happens is that the sound wave traveling through a liquid inside the stem is capable of boiling the water inside the stem in about 1 nanosecond.
And let me stop you and just make absolutely sure of what you said. You said that one range seems to be in the area of 250 megahertz. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, that's a radio frequency. That's so far above sound. That's a radio frequency. 20 hertz is extremely low. 20 hertz is not all that far from the Schumann resonance frequency, just down below that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a very short wave, but the trick is when you actually couple atmospheric pressure with that wave, that's what creates the heating that takes place inside the stems, which is why in the genuine circles the plants are charred on the outside, and also the liquid's been expelled from the plant. And we can tell that from the little blowholes that appear in the nodes of the plants, where the water literally, when it's actually boiled, just like when you're
explodes.
Making
it. Explodes. Yeah, it virtually explodes, right?
Yeah, it expands, and it has to look for the weakest part of the plant, which is the node, and it blows a hole, just like in the film Alien, and the water comes out. Mm-hmm. And it also accounts for the fact that many of the farmers who see the crop circles at, say, 5:30 in the morning in their fields, they report steam coming out of them, columns of steam coming out of the circles. And, of course, infrasound at that range actually is able to create an atomization of the water molecule, so it will create steam.
All right. Wouldn't it be true, Freddie, that any biological entity who'd be on the ground in the area of the crop circles, if something like that were used, would also virtually be boiled alive?
They wouldn't. They would have a nice pleasant headache. yes, in fact, I went into a crop circle in 2003. Ironically, it was shaped, actually, no, 2002, I beg your pardon. And it was actually shaped like a shell. And I actually found for the first time of hundreds of visits, hundreds upon hundreds of snails on the ground, all boiled alive. I mean, it was almost like a feast.
Really?
Unfortunately, they weren't good enough to eat. But the only fatality that has been associated with a crop circle directly was actually in the Canadian prairie, where a farmer came out one day, saw a crop circle on his land, and he saw the typical swirled pattern floor. And along with the swirled crop, he found a series of very long quills that stretched from outside the perimeter of the flattened area, and it followed the swirl right down to the center. And when he followed the quills, he actually found at the very end of those quills a very flat and very dead and mummified Canadian porcupine, which they're about 30 pounds up in the prairie. They're very, very big creatures. And that, again, testified to the incredible acoustic pressure that was generated at the time that was able to flatten a 30-pound porcupine. And, of course, the whole thing was that the actual ability of infrasound to release the water molecule and nullify it meant that the poor creature had been mummified. I mean, all the water inside its body had been completely expelled, and for weeks and weeks afterwards, the creature did not even emit any odor. So it actually increased the mummification process. So in a way, it kind of died to prove the point that not only was pressure being used in the process, but also there was a huge amount of heating taking place in a very short space of time.
All right, Freddie, let me ask you this. I'm sure you're well aware of the HARP project ongoing in Alaska, the ionospheric heater. It actually heats the ionosphere, and it's capable of blowing a hole in the ionosphere. Conceivably, the HARP project, Freddie, is capable of modulation of the kinds of frequencies that you're talking about right now. And, of course, it's a relatively secret project. I mean, there's a very public aspect to it, but we all know that DARPA's involved, and there's a very secret aspect to it. Is it possible, Freddie, that the HARP project or a project like it is producing these?
I thought about that for many, many years. And, again, like you say, it's very difficult to prove some of these things because they are so secret, so you can only sort of surmise and put one and one together and see where the logic trail leads. And logically thinking, I mean, the military usually tends to do things very quietly and in great secret. And to leave these fingerprints all around the world, and like I said, in 29 countries now, 11,000 of these designs, it doesn't seem very secret. And to me, it would seem highly unlikely that they would be experimenting with something and leaving so much of a trail behind, especially when scientists have been able to figure out that strange things are happening to the plants or the soil and even the watershed with which the energy interacts. So I would tend to favor another source for this, a very non-mechanical source.